Guys, here we go. Guys, Hilchos Chanukah. The Bayis Sheni, the beginning. Perek Gimel. It says Hilchos Megillah B'Chanukah. You see it there? Hilchos Megillah B'Chanukah. Perek Gimel Hilchos Chanukah. The Bayis Sheni, Kishemauche, Yavan, Gazru, Gzei Yisrael, Ubitru Datam. The Greeks tried to destroy our religion. They didn't let us learn. We have a mitzvos. Upashtu Yadam. Bimamonam uvivnosehem. They stretched out their hands against our money and our daughters. Our money and our daughters. V'nichnasu lehechal. They went into the hechal and they did terrible things. V'tzaruhem liyisrael ma'od. And the Jewish people were in a lot of trouble because of them, Saros. What happened? Ad sherichem aleihem elokei avoseinu v'oshia miyadam v'tzilam. Hashem saved us. And Hashem saved us. What did Hashem do? What did they do? And we got back the control of the base of Mikdash, the control of Israel for 200 years until Churban Abayis. So this is the history of Chanukah. Question number one. The Rambam is a halacha book, not a history book. Why does the Rambam include history in his book? Famous, obvious question. The Rambam is a halacha sefer. What's history doing here? There's a very good, simple answer. What?
They tried to take away
but they don't have it in other places. You don't have it's not by Purim. It's not by Purim. So the simple answer is as follows. This is halacha. The mitzvah is to publicize the nes. You got to know what it is. On Purim, the mitzvah is to publicize the nes. It's in Tanakh. There's Megillas Esther. And the Rambam says, what does the Rambam say? Read Tanakh, read my Sefer, you're good to go. So by Purim, the history is there. You have it in Tanakh. But Hanukkah happened in the middle of Bayis Sheni. There was no Nevuah anymore. Rav Shai Shlita mentioned that Chanukah is, there are hints to Chanukah in Tanakh. There are Nevuahs that hint to Chanukah. But Chanukah happened after Tanakh was closed already. So it happened. That's why this will be a major topic. Chanukah is about Torah Sheh Be'al Peh. Bayis Sheni was the time of Torah Sheh Be'al Peh. Chanukah was about, without any Nevuah anymore, we can still survive. How? By following the Rabbanim. So the Rambam is saying, listen, if you want to publicize the miracle of Hanukkah for your family, you have to know the basic story. You with me? So knowing the history is part of halacha. Got it? That's a very shot. Good. Next. Bimamona. They attacked our money. What does that mean? So I did this, we discussed yesterday in the Parsha Shir, that one way to undermine Ruchnius, 2 days ago, one way to undermine Ruchnius is take away the money support, right? Their goal was to destroy our spiritual singularity. So if you take away the money, there's no money for the yeshivas, there's no money for the Ruchnius to support the Ruchnius. Fine. Vivno Sehem. Why does the Rambam emphasize the daughters? So Rav Salvechik and others say as follows. The goal was to destroy the spiritual singularity of the Jewish people. Torah Judaism is built one Torah home at a time. They were ripping out the families. They were destroying the families. Girls, especially back then, were in the home. This was Sneas. They spent times in the home. The pshat of ripping out the daughters means they were trying to destroy the families, trying to destroy the homes. Because if you destroy the families and the homes, then you destroy the ruchnius of the nation. It's an important idea. That's why he emphasizes the benosehem, because they represent the home, the tznius, and this is why, and this is a beautiful pshat. Rav Hitchik said this, but others said it as well. What's the mitzvah on Chanukah? To light a candle by the doorway of the house. The real mitzvah is, we're going to learn this in the Gemara, the real mitzvah is to light one candle per house. It's a strange mitzvah. Since when is the mitzvah on the house? since when is the mitzvah on the house? The bias has a mitzvah. It's just, where do you have it? So you have some amaka on a roof. What does Chazal have in mind? The Greeks wanted to destroy the ruchnius of the home. So what do we do on, what did Chazal say on Hanukkah? We're going to add Kedusha to the home. You hear? Very nice. The way to show we're fighting the Greeks is we're going the opposite. They're trying to destroy the Kedusha of our house. We're going to add to it. And that's why this is a unique mitzvah of you light a candle for the house. You have more Kedusha, more mitzvahs in the house. That's a fabulous idea. So these are three ideas. These are three ideas in the Rambam. Then, and this is already an interesting discussion. What does the Rambam say at the end of Halacha Aleph? The Chazra Malchus LeYisrael Yeshal Masayim Shana, and the kingship returned. The Hashmonaim were in control. There was Malchus in Eretz Yisrael for those 200 years. What's interesting about that historically, a lot of them, the first generation or two were tzaddikim. But later, these kings were not tzaddikim. A lot of them were Rishayim. Yet the Rambam includes this in what we thank Hashem for on Hanukkah. Oh, so apparently, the Rambam seems to be assuming that having Jewish control of Eretz Yisrael is a good thing, even if the leadership is not tzaddikim. That seems to be the assumption of the Rambam. You hear what's happening here? The Rambam is giving history of Hanukkah. The Rambam is telling us what we're thanking Hashem for on Hanukkah. And he includes the fact that he doesn't just say we won the war and we took over the Beis HaMikdash. He says we had 200 years of Malchus. A lot of them were not tzaddikim. So that's mentioned. That's mentioned in the Sefer Todah in English, the Book of a Heritage. He mentions that comment, like Sammy said correctly. This line of the Rambam seems to support the notion that Jewish control of Eretz Yisrael is a good thing, even if the leadership is not they're not such tzaddikim. That's an interesting. If you're interested, this is not for now, but. You know, when it comes to Yom HaTzimut, there are different opinions on Yom HaTzimut, how to deal with Yom HaTzimut. So the best place to see both sides presented is the English Book of Our Heritage in the month of Iyar. He presents both sides. This is interesting. You know what Sefer Todah is? Written by Rav Elio Kitov, Zatzal. He goes through all the months of the year, every special day he talks about it. If you want to get ready for Hanukkah, if you read his book, you get the Gemaras, the Halachas, the basic Hashkafas, and his book was translated into English, Book of a Heritage, but it's a very good book. There's one essay that's not in the Hebrew, but it's in the English. This is already politics. He wrote an essay on Yom HaTzimut and Yom Yerushalayim, but he didn't put it into the he didn't put it into his Hebrew book. He was told that if you want your book to be used by the whole Haredi world also, leave out that chapter. So he did. But he wrote it. He didn't put it into his Hebrew book. But when they translated it into English, the English speaking crowd is a little more moderate. So his balanced essay is in the English. It happens to be the best essay out there on this topic. That's a little history background there. So if you're interested in hearing both sides of the topic, which is always good to do, look in Book of a Heritage. So he quotes this Rambam in that context. Okay.